A film slate claps in front of the Beatles logo.
Come on, we're doing it.
A montage of clips play across the Beatles' careers.
Which key is it in, really?
Ringo.
George is tuned up.
I'm ready to sing it to the world.
Clips include the band in black and white, the band performing, and the band in animation.
Keep that one, mark it fab.
The band sit in a studio, voice of Paul McCartney, 2023.
Making good music in a band is all about chemistry. The way our four very different personalities combined in the Beatles was something very special.
Crowds erupt at live performances.
When we lost John, we knew that it was really over.
Text, 1970, years roll by.
In 1994, amazingly, an interesting opportunity arose. We could make more music together.
1994, Paul, Ringo, and George sit in a park.
If we were to do something, the three of us, as interesting as it may be,
voice of George Harrison.
To have John in it is the obvious thing.
1995.
I was talking to Yoko, and she said, oh, I think I've got a tape of John.
We were pretty excited. A new John song. Amazing.
To hear John's voice, that's the thing that we should cherish. And I'm sure he would have really enjoyed that opportunity to be with us again.
We could use John and try and make a record. It was the closest we'll ever come to having him back in the room.
Voice of Ringo Starr, 2023. Title, Now and Then, the last Beatles song. A cassette tape spins. Archival footage of New York City. Voice of Sean Ono Lennon, 2023.
I do remember living at the Dakota with Dad and Mom. There's this impression that my dad stopped doing music for a while to raise me, which I think is partially true in terms of him not touring and not fulfilling any major record label obligations. But he was always playing music around the house. He was always making demos, and I do remember him recording into these tape cassette recorders. Mom had these handful of songs that my dad hadn't finished, and she gave them to the other Beatles.
1995. Ringo and George arrive at Paul's studio in the UK.
George and Ringo came down to my studio.
Nice day.
Fabulous day, look.
We listened to the track. There's John in his apartment in New York City, banging away at his piano, doing a little demo. Is it something we shouldn't do? Every time I thought like that, I thought, wait a minute. Let's say I had a chance to ask John, hey, John, would you like us to finish this last song of yours? I'm telling you, I know the answer would have been, yeah, he would have loved that.
The cassette plays and the band watch the meters of the soundboard move. George holds a video camera as Paul McCartney sings along to the music.
It was very strange when we started that there's only three of us after all those years and all that life.
John, do you want to put the kettle on?
Outside, George plays guitar as Paul nods along drinking from a mug. Ringo films them.
We did Freeze a Bird and Real Love, and we got a little bit of time left to do Now and Then.
In the studio, Ringo plays the drums.
When we started Now and Then, it was very difficult because John was sort of hidden in a way.
In John's demo tape, the piano was a little hard to hear. And in those days, of course, we didn't have the technology to do the separation.
Archival footage of John in the studio.
That's computer stuff. You know, I was telling you a year ago, Jeff was doing this thing on his computer.
Jeff Lynn.
It opens up a whole other kettle of fish.
Kind of wants
to.
But will it open another year of work?
It really brought to the fore, to the three of us, that John's gone.
Archival footage of John and Yoko walking in a park. Back in the studio.
Every time we wanted a little bit more of John's voice, this piano came through and clouded the picture.
Paul listens intently.
I think we kind of ran out of steam a bit and time, and it was like, well, I don't know, maybe we'll leave this one.
Clips clips of the Beatles in studio over the years.
Next year. Now and then, just kind of languished in a cupboard.
The text 1995 moves forward until 2001.
And then in 2001, we lost George, which kind of took the wind out of our sails.
Footage of George wearing a bucket hat and fall foliage.
It took almost a quarter of a century for us to wait until the right moment to tackle Now and Then again.
2022. In a post-production studio, the Beatles documentary is edited.
With the technology that Peter Jackson and his team had worked out during the Get Back movie, he'd been able to separate off certain instruments and voices.
Peter Jackson.
During the course of Get Back, we were paying a lot of attention to the technical restoration. That ultimately led us to develop a technology which allows us to take any soundtrack and split all the different components into separate tracks based on machine learning.
Peter Jackson has the MAL machine, which can just lift anything.
How are you this morning?
We thought, well, we better send John's voice to them off the original cassette.
Sean.
My dad would have loved that because he was never shy to experiment with recording technology. I think it's really beautiful.
They said, this is the sound of John's voice. A few seconds later, or however long it took, and there it was, John's voice, crystal clear.
I know it's true.
John's voice echoes in an empty studio.
It's all because of you. And if I make it through, it's all because of you.
Since Peter took John off and gave him his own track, it's like John's there, you know, it's far out.
So in the mix, we could lift John's voice without lifting the piano, which had always been one of the problems. Now we could mix it and make a proper record of it. I pulled it out, had a listen to it, and thought, oh, I could actually do the bass a bit better, so why don't I start there?
Paul plays bass in the studio.
Paul called me up and said he'd like to work on Now and Then. What do you think? I think it's great. So he put the bass on, he sent the files to me, I put the drums on.
Ringo plays drums in a studio.
It really brought it on, you know, and so now we had a track that was really starting to cook. I've been vaguely thinking strings might be a good thing. The Beatles did lots of string things, you know, Strawberry Fields, Yesterday, I'm the Walrus. We wanted to go to Capitol Studios because that had been EMI and it was sort of Beatley. Giles worked up an arrangement like Giles' dad would have done in the old days.
Giles is the son of former Beatles producer George Martin. In a large studio room, a string section plays.
We had to put the music out on the stands for the musicians, but we couldn't tell them it was a new Beatles song. It was all a bit hush-hush. We pretended it was just something of mine.
A conductor leads the string section.
On the new record, there's a guitar solo. We had kept George's guitar parts from 95, and I thought what I'd like to do is do a slide guitar solo in George's style. It was really a tribute to George. And then we started mixing it. Wow, this is it. Now it's a Beatle record.
Okay. One, two.
In Black and White, the Beatles work on music at a studio. Sean.
It was incredibly touching to hear them working together after all the years that my dad had been gone.
I know it's true.
It's the last song that my dad and Paul and George and Ringo will get to make together.
Different recordings from across the years play together.
All of those memories come flooding back. My God, how lucky was I to have those men in my life and to work with those men so intimately and to come up with such a body of music. To still be working on Beatles music in 2023, wow. We're actually messing around with state-of-the-art technology, which is something the Beatles would have been very interested in. Now and then, it's probably like the last Beatles song, and we've all played on it, so it is a genuine Beatle recording.
Archival footage. They exit a studio. Headphones and lyrics sit atop a microphone. Credits.
I'll tell you what, why don't you just give me a little bit of his original demo, sort of hear how he's playing the piano.
That part could be played on like another thing.
Bring up and play it on his drum.
Okay.
Yeah, tune tom-toms.
Yeah.
We'll come in after this.
Yeah. And I'm thinking verse 3 could be like the intro again, you know?
Start again.
When are we ever going to get to sleep?
Now, that's a good question.
No rest for the wicked.
D-I-N, son.
Do it now.
Do it now.
Go on then, back it up a bit.
Can I just hear Johnston?
Copyright 2023. Apple Corps Limited.